Hello, what's going on, guys? We're going to be doing the Racing Picks podcast. Two different segments. We're going to start with NASCAR, and then we'll go to IndyCar and MotoGP together. And I decided to not do any F1 picks because it's just going to be Mercedes, Ferrari, and Red Bull again. Even if there is different results, those three top teams are just too dominant right now. I probably won't be doing picks till 2021 anyway with the rules change, so don't expect any picks for F1 for a while. ISM, after last week's win, fourth place for me, it's been a good season of picking drivers. But this week there's no truck series, so it's just Xfinity and Cup. And man, once again, you know who I'm going with. I mean, until something changes in the Xfinity series, it's Kyle Busch, Bell, and Reddick. Those are the big three. I'm calling it right now. I don't see anybody else winning but one of those three. Cup series, it's a little bit different this week. We are at a new track in the sense of, well, not really, a new track. The finish line is in turn two, and this package, I don't know, man. It's a 750 horsepower. We're back to the usual last year HP, but we also have no aero ducts. It's brake duct cooling, and we also have no telling what could happen with the bigger spoiler. The only thing I know that's going to happen is restarts have now become, I don't know. I can't even explain to you how crazy the restart's going to be. They've become so crazy. This could be the most intense race and the most... I don't know. This might be the most intense race and the most even race of the season. Because of the package, because of the rules, because of this. Expect anything and anything to happen. Anything and everything to happen, that's the word. Because I don't know what could happen. It could be a domination by Harvey. It could be a domination by one of the big three. But I honestly think this year I'm going to go with Penske. I like Logano. I think he can get the job done. I like Truex. I think he can get the job done. And I also like Harvey. I got to go Logano, Truex, Harvey this weekend. Those are just solid picks. I guess a sleeper could be, once again, I picked him last week, was Stenhouse, but I think the sleeper could be Eric Jones this week. We'll see. But keep an eye on Jones. Everything else is just really going to be a simple pick week. Enjoy ISM, guys. Hey, what's going on, guys? KT, we're back with another episode of the Touch Talks March Madness series. Quick episode here. This is a tough topic because do we want daylight saving time, excuse me, because we're not saving anything, it's just saving. And I have an interesting debate and stats to prove why it may not matter when we go on standard time. The average sunset last night in my house was around 7:15. It went pitch black. So if we really do the math, and let's say it's March, I don't know, let's say it's March 10th. 30 more days, we add 30 more minutes. 30 more days, we add roughly 30 more minutes. So it's 60 days, we're at 9:10 in May. Like where it's pitch dark, the sunset's probably around 8:30. June, it'll probably be around 9:40. It's completely dark. And then we're probably looking at the sunset around 9:10. And then July, usually July 1, I start noticing the time is about the same, and then it slows down from back. So we're looking at 10 o'clock right now with the current time rate. If we go on standard time, and this is a major, major, major if we go on standard time. This is the thing about standard time. If we go on it, we know that we won't get that late of the sunset. It might only get pitch dark at 9:10. And like 8:50 is the latest. Maybe 9. Maybe even 8:30. Whereas we do this regular time, 10:10, I think it's the latest I've ever seen. And you look at France, though, around the world. I was there, and it didn't get dark till pitch dark at 11 o'clock. Finally went pitch dark. France, Netherlands, all those countries. To me, that's... I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know what... would standard time be? Would we just, I mean, people, I don't see many people complaining when we fall back. It's only the spring forward that people complain. I actually don't like, really, I don't like it either the first week. The first week is always the toughest for me, especially when I'm springing forward. Falling back, it usually, well, the first day is the toughest. That's easier because my eating times are a little bit messed up. So I'm an early eater. But I have lunch at 11 o'clock, 10:30 sometimes. Dinner's at 4. And when it's 5, it's like, all right, I want to eat, man. I know it's 4. So your circadian rhythm, all that stuff gets messed up. So it's an interesting debate. I personally think we don't need it. But at the same time, it's a money thing. It's for the farmers. It's a lot of things that if you would screw it up, would it matter? Obviously, the people in Hawaii, obviously Arizona, that's probably the number one where I don't know if they... I know Arizona and Hawaii, the two that don't implement it. I also heard some states just like, we want to permanently keep it. So I don't know. Do we like the extra hour of sleep? Sure. Is the more daylight good? Sure. Is there negatives about both? Sure. Is there positives? The positive, I think I will say this though, is it keeps harmony. I feel like for me, after I get it past this week, it's like, yeah, well, it's normal time. Not going to make the biggest difference in the world. But it is something that I think that needs to be looked at. I don't know if it's going to be incredibly looked at, but I find it fascinating. So what's your guys' thoughts? Let me know.